Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Chance of rain showers today, otherwise mainly sunny skies. High temperatures reach up to 63. Mainly clear again tonight, lows level off around 32. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow, high of 68. Much warmer Sunday and Monday with highs in the low 80s. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. Prosecutors have filed charges against a man following a reported violent home invasion that left two elderly people seriously injured. Shawnee County District Attorney says that charges have been filed against 40-year-old Topeka resident David B. Johnson. He said the charges stem from multiple criminal allegations, including rape times two, aggravated sexual battery, aggravated battery, mistreatment of a dependent adult or elderly person, and other crimes. The reported home invasion happened on Saturday, April 26th. Gas prices are nearing the $4 a gallon mark in Topeka. According to GasBuddy.com, a gallon of unleaded gas in Topeka ranged from $3.69 to $3.99 this morning. The national average for a gallon of gas is $4.39. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Truck Stop is hitting the trails in support of the Ronald McDonald House. Join us for an off-road poker run in Disney, Oklahoma on June 13th for a chance at over $15,000 in prizes and to support a great cause. Obstacles go from mild to wild, so join Truck Stop Crawling for Kids event June 13th. Stop by the store at 427 North Washington to donate or register, or check out the event on Facebook or our website, truckstuffks.com. Truck
Stop. It can be challenging for U.S. farmers to make a profit in the grain markets. Reduce your risk exposure by purchasing professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed dealers. The members of the Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance invest 15% of their sales into product research and development to help farmers like you maximize their crop performance every year. Bringing new seed innovations requires time, extensive research, and farmer partnership, the kind of commitments the seed companies of SEPA are investing in. Thank you for buying new seed and supporting U.S. seed innovation. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
The 67th Annual Western Kansas Technology Education Fair, showcasing outstanding middle and high school student projects, will be held tomorrow at Gross Memorial Coliseum in Hays. The event highlights a wide range of student work, including furniture and woodworking, CAD design, metalworking, and other innovative technical projects developed throughout the school year. The public is invited to attend at no charge. Doors open at 8 a.m. The Cozy Inn in Salina is getting a new layer of paint after 2.5 years of delays. The mural painting process has resumed after a federal judge ruled in favor of the Salina restaurant back in November. In 2023, the owner decided he wanted to get a mural painted on the outside of his business. The city of Salina forced him to stop, saying the mural violated local sign rules, essentially arguing it's an advertisement instead of art. The mural could be finished as soon as next week, weather permitting. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Dane's Automotive in Marysville and Waterville has always been your trusted and certified automotive repair shop. But did you know Dane's carries tires with every major brand and size, from pickups, ATVs, trailers, and car tires? Dane's has you covered. Don't wait until the old set gives out. Grab a new set along with balancing alignments and front end work for any make and model. Find Dane's Automotive in Marysville and Waterville online and give them a call to stay on the road wherever it takes you.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. One notary in the state of Nebraska has been fined nearly $4,000 for a medical marijuana petition misconduct, as they say that the case has been extremely politicized against Governor Jim Pillen and the Hall County Judge Alfred Corey, where they did sentence J.C. Todd, 55 years old, to pay just under $4,000 in fines and court fees, and finding him guilty on 23 counts of official misconduct and one count of making a false statement under oath related to notarizing petitions to legalize and regulate medical marijuana back in 2024.
There have been public comments, inaccurate ones, made by the Attorney General himself about Mr. Todd. Yes, I don't know what else to say. Clearly, it's been extremely politicized.
That audio from KSNB Local Channel 4, the jury convicted him on the charges filed by the Nebraska Attorney General's Office and the Hall County Attorney. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Life on the farm can be tough. Uncertainty in the weather, crop prices, trade deals, and so much more. How do you keep up with it all to make your farm successful? That's where we come in. Join me, James Guerin, with the Mid-America Ag Network with your hourly ag commodities, daily weather, soil moisture, and humidity reports. Plus, keep up with the latest regional and national news affecting the ag markets. Let's work together in making your farm thrive. And it's all right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Warm weather is the perfect time to upgrade your outdoor space. Let the experts at Burwell Construction transform your backyard with a beautiful patio cover or pergola designed to add comfort, shade, and style to your home. Imagine relaxing outside, entertaining friends, or enjoying a Kansas sunset without the worry of weather. Quality craftsmanship, dependable service, and outdoor spaces built to last. That's what you get with Burwell Construction. Call today, 794-3430, 316-794-3430, or burwellconstruction.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Annual Pony Up Match Day is Friday in Marysville. Contributions will qualify for matching funds and may be made online at ponyupmarysville.com, where you can also find full details. You can also make donations in person Friday at the Helvering Center from 7 a.m. until 4 p.m. Jeff Christ is with the Marysville Community Foundation hosting the event.
Well, I think Match Day, the money that we raise during Match Day touches every person, positively affects every person in Marysville and almost everybody in Marshall County. When we say Marysville Community Foundation, we think of community as not only Marysville, but it's Marshall County. And that's why I'd encourage people to go to the website. And if they go to the Pony Up Marysville website, the homepage, and scroll down, they can see not only all our generous donors that gave to for the match day, but also they have a list of funds. There are 61 funds that are listed on it.
Free dump days for Washington County residents at the landfill are Friday and Saturday. Free disposal day in Marshall County is Saturday at the transfer station, accepting residential waste, non-commercial construction, and demolition from personal projects. Scrap metal must be separate from other items. Appliances have Freon removed. Normal disposal fee applies for tires. Items not accepted include wood pallets, yard debris, commercial, industrial, medical, and hazardous waste. Free disposal day, Friday and Saturday at the Washington County Transfer Station, Saturday at 3 at the Marshall County Transfer Station. Waterville Opera House will host Westward Road Sunday evening for a show featuring inspirational and gospel music at 7 p.m. Adult tickets at the door are $10, 18 and under, welcome free. For information, phone 785-363-6014. Our public affairs program this weekend will be a conversation with USD 364 Superintendent Darren Schrader, who will talk about the Farm to Plate program initiated by the Marysville Cafeteria. The Farm to Plate program was awarded a grant recently. Join Darren Schrader in the public affairs program Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY.
Well, as we all know, nutrition is a key to healthy minds and a key to healthy success, student success. So I think that some of the benefits is the learning aspect. Our students are going to get some hands-on knowledge about ag, food systems, and sustainability through gardening, farm visits, and classroom lessons. And this will also bridge some concepts in our science, biology, and some of our environmental studies, which will be unique. So they'll be able to utilize some of the things they're learning within the classrooms to some other areas, including the cafeteria. And then, of course, health-wise, they're going to get exposure to fresh seasonal produce, this hopefully will create healthier eating habits for them and increase their fruit and vegetable consumption, as well as reducing their reliance on processed foods.
The railroad crossing on Highway 99 south of Frankfort has now reopened. Again, Highway 99 south of Frankfort Railroad Crossing is now open.
Graveside Memorial Services to be held Saturday, 11 a.m. for Patricia Pat Davis, age 86, who passed away April 11th. Service at the Prospect Hill Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Pat Davis. Janice R. Jordan, age 85, passed away on Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday at 1 from Emmanuel State Line Lutheran Church, north of Marysville. Burial of the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 until 8, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Janice Jordan. Elizabeth Betty Gakel, age 88, of Hanover, passed away Monday. Massive Christian burial Monday, 10:30 from St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Sunday evening at 7:30 from the church, with a visitation Sunday 11 to 5 at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Betty Gakel.
Warmer weather is here and the great outdoors are calling. Take your meetings to the front porch, stream the game around the fire pit, and keep the same reliable connection from inside when you step outside with Blue Valley Technologies Outdoor Wi-Fi. Sign up today and receive $50 off installation plus 2 months free. Visit bluevalley.net or give us a call at 877-876-1228.
It's time to pony up, Marysville. It's the 10th annual Pony Up Marysville Match Day fundraiser on Friday, May 1st.
The difference you make by donating on Match Day supports the good work of over 60 local nonprofit causes.
When you give on Match Day, your generosity goes even further. Each gift receives an additional 50% donation.
Give in person at the Halvering Center in Marysville on Friday, May 1st from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Or donate online at ponyupmarysville.com from midnight to midnight.
Join the Marysville Community Foundation and make a difference May 1st.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures for this afternoon still a bit on the cooler side of average as we start off your month of May. We'll go from the 60s for high temperatures by this afternoon, still upper 60s to around that 70-degree mark for high temperatures looking at your Saturday, but then well above average looking at your Sunday with some lower 80s making a return, and we look to stay in the low 80s even into your Monday. Any precipitation chances still looking very scant across the region. A weak upper-level trough of low pressure could possibly touch off some spotty light shower activity by later on this afternoon as it works in for the northwest. Across Kansas and over into northern portions of Missouri. But again, very hit or miss in coverage. Cold enough we could have some areas of frost developing later on tonight as lows reach the low to mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature early May, 70, record high on this date, 93. The average low, 45, the record low, 25. Sunset this evening, 8:20. Sunrise in the morning, 6:29.
Early summer or lingering winter, which is better? It's a battle of opposing weather proverbs today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, May 1st,
the 121st day of the year. Folk singer Judy Collins has a birthday, and Orson Welles' film Citizen Kane premiered on this day in 1941. There's a wealth of weather lore about the month of May, and the takeaway seems to be this. Don't count old man winter out just yet. Anyone who has set out tomatoes too early would agree with the proverb, in the middle of May comes the trail of winter. Other sayings indicate cool and wet conditions are best for crops. A cold May is kindly and fills the barns finely. A dripping May brings a good crop of hay. And mist in May, heat in June make the harvest come right soon. But even weather lore has opposing viewpoints. Another proverb says a cold May enriches no one. There's your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more weather fun at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. We're nearing the end of college baseball across the state of Kansas, but we are back in action for another three-game series for both the Kansas Jayhawks and the Kansas State Wildcats. For the Jayhawks, they are back at home in Lawrence as they're taking on Arizona this week. Their first pitch coming up tonight for game number one at 6 p.m. They have a 2 p.m. game on Saturday and a noon game for the final game of the series against Arizona at noon on Sunday. For the off game of the week, the Jayhawks ended up beating the Wichita State Shockers in a 14-1 and 8-inning game on Tuesday this week, putting the Jayhawks at a 34-11 overall record and having a conference record so far of 17-4 with a 7-game current winning streak. For the Wildcats baseball, they are on the road to West Virginia, taking on number 18 with the West Virginia Mountaineers. That first pitch tonight at 5:30. Saturday, it's a 3 p.m. pitch and a noon game on Sunday to finish off that series. The Wildcats right now have a 4-game losing streak with an overall record of 26-19.
There's a lot to say about the deliciousness of steaks, burgers, and kebabs, and the wonders of a summer cookout. But we figure, why go through all the trouble when beef can speak for itself?
May Beef Month is brought to you in part by the Kansas Beef Council. Your checkoff investment is helping drive consumer demand for beef. Find them online at kansasbeef.org. Kansas Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell, Burwell Construction.
Kansas University and the athletic directors have announced that the school has locked in the contract for their head soccer coach, Nate Lee, as they have agreed to extend up to a 5-year extension remaining in Lawrence through 2030. As after the announcement this week, Lee did release a statement saying, quote, "I am very grateful for the opportunity to represent this university and athletic department. I believe wholeheartedly in the leadership of Chancellor Gerard and Travis Goff, and I appreciate their support of the program and trust in our vision. I would like to personally thank Jason Booker for his daily commitment and mentorship, and our incredible coaching staff for their selflessness, expertise, and unmatched work ethic." Lee has been with the program for 2 seasons and had guided the Jayhawks to back-to-back NCAA tournament appearances, also capturing the Big 12 tournament title back in 2024. The Jayhawks also had a fantastic year this year, wrapping up with a new single-season record of having 51 goals, 172 corner kicks, and 154 points in total. They say they look forward to the next few years. Mid-America Network Sports.
You're tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a comprehensive look at the athletics and athletes within the Twin Valley League. Joined by Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Spotlight, I'm Max Blasky with KNDY. The TVL Rundown is a service of the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf and Bruna Implement.
Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank. With the century of experience, you know you can count on us for convenient banking and personal service for people you know and trust. With extended hours and online banking for all your financial needs. Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank.
For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer. Since 1947, the staff at Bruna Implement Company works daily to provide the best parts and service when you need it, always dedicated to their customers. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations, and they know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer. With locations in Marysville, Washington, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska. Stop by or give them a call today.
Welcome into this week's edition of the TVL Rundown. As always, joined with Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Sports Spotlight. We're going to jump right into it. Had a huge track meet on Tuesday over at Washington. Nearly every Twin Valley League team was there, including our own Jeff Wirtz, who had a chance to see a lot of our athletes firsthand. So before we get into how some of these teams did, Jeff, I'm going to give you the mic. And, you know, how was that day just seeing all the athletes being able to compete against each other? And who stood out to you there Tuesday afternoon?
Well, you know how it is, Max. When I get these teams together, it's just absolutely incredible to see them all in one place. We get that a little bit more during the track season, but wow, just an impressive day with all of these kids. On the girls' side, especially, we saw some very close races. One only 0.3 of a second off one another. The event that I was speaking of when I said it was a close race, this was in the mile. Emma Waters, freshman from Valley Heights, and Izzy Juneman, sophomore from Hanover. Emma Waters went 5:59.99, and Juneman went 6.34. That's a difference of 0.35 in the mile race. That's something you hear in the short races in the mile. That's unheard of.
And when you speak about records broken, one to highlight two of them real quick. We've talked about Landon Schmitz all season long. He rebroke his 110-meter hurdle record by nearly 0.3 of a second there Tuesday. And then the Washington County girls 4x1 team of Macy Gepper, Momo Suzuki, Anna Gakel, and Alyssa Juneman breaks a 16-year-old 4x1 record for Washington County. And then have to give kudos to team standings. Centralia girls win that meet by 38 points. And then Axel boys continue their dominance, winning the team placing by 67 points over host seed Washington County. As we get through spring sports too as well, want to highlight the baseball and softball standings here. Jeff, I'm going to start on the baseball diamond with you. How's the teams doing so far in Twin Valley League?
Well, one that I did want to highlight was Frankfort. They are now on a 3-game winning streak going into today, 15-3 overall. They've got a game and a half lead over Donovan West, 10-2 in the league. Their only loss non-league actually comes to one of a local school for you, the Marysville Bulldogs. So this isn't a team that's losing to their level anymore. Frankfort is playing very well. Right, as I said, right after them is Donovan West. They're 10-3, 13-4 overall. I mean, really, really good teams at the top of this division. Again, I think we're going to see quite a bit of a competitive sprint toward the end of the season between some of these top teams.
And yeah, I wanted to highlight Frankfort. They come in number, I believe, 8 in the last 1A Division 1 and 2A rankings throughout the state of Kansas. And Coach Drew Hinton there has this team playing very well. And you know, we were talking off air, you know, regional and postseason baseball isn't that far off, but the Wildcats are definitely a team everyone's going to have to keep their eye on, as they have been the last couple seasons. And on the softball diamond, you know, we talked about it early season, not as many teams, but how's everyone doing so far?
The Centralia team, 12-2, they still have yet to be defeated in league. They have played very well, and they're not winning close competitions. They're hitting the ball, and it's really impressive to see the offense, and really the pitching has been a nice lead for them. 12-2 overall, they lead Onega by 3 games in the standings. The Centralia and Frankfort team has really opened themselves up and are going to be a big threat.
Again, it's going to be a busy week next week as well as today. A big golf meet there at Valley Heights today. Track at Marysville next week. We're looking golf at Onega. Mini baseball and softball games. Another big golf meet there on next Thursday at Washington County. Jeff, with everything going on, as always, where can everyone find everything going on inside the Twin Valley League?
head on over to social media, Facebook and Twitter, search TVL Sports Spotlight. I do have a new podcast up at TVLSpotlight.com as well.
And like we said, hard to believe, but next week will be the second to last week of regular season action here for spring sports in the Twin Valley League. So we hope you tune in again next week for another edition of the TVL Rundown.
You've been tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a comprehensive look at the athletics and athletes within the Twin Valley League. Joined by Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Spotlight, I'm Max Blasky with KNDY. The TVL Rundown is a service of the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf and Bruna Implement.
Help attract hummingbirds to your feeders with a few flower-filled hanging baskets. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. One of my favorites is Kufia. You often find it sold under common names of cigar, firecracker, tiny mice, or bat plant. It's a real hummingbird magnet. Petunias are another favorite of hummingbirds. Many of the new varieties require much less deadheading than those of the past. Another longtime favorite, geranium, will help attract hummingbirds to your garden. The trailing ivy geranium is less heat tolerant and benefits from some afternoon shade. Biddens and lantana have lovely flowers and are very heat tolerant, attract hummingbirds, and look good in hanging baskets. Create attractive hummingbird-friendly combinations. Use salvia for vertical interest and verbena and lobelia to fill the pot and cascade over the edge. Use fuchsia, begonias, and impatiens for those shady spots in the landscape. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Barbara's Farm is blooming at the Marysville Masonic Lodge. Stop by and choose from a beautiful selection of flowers, plants, and more. On Friday, May 1st only, a special fundraiser will be held with part of the proceeds benefiting the Good Witch program. Make your purchase even more meaningful and don't miss this wonderful event at Barbara's Farms in Marysville.
During the depths of the U.S. Depression in the 1930s, the federal government took several steps to spur the economy. One was forcing the sale of all gold to the federal government. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexiderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexiderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexiderm for only $14.95. Plus, get free shipping. Call 1-800-678-1298. That's 1-800-678-1298. Or visit PlexidermTrial.com.
During the heart of the Depression, President Roosevelt signed an executive order designed to spur the economy.
He issued an executive order known as the Gold Act in April of 1933, requiring everybody who had gold coins, gold certificates, or gold bullion to turn them into the federal government.
Paul Urbans is a local historian who lives near Fort Knox, Kentucky. There were only a few exceptions, such as some gold jewelry Americans were allowed to keep. All the rest had to be given to the Treasury in exchange for paper currency. The act helped devalue the dollar, lower interest rates, and increase spending. It also revalued the price of gold and encouraged foreign gold to be sold to the U.S. as well.
Once they collected all the gold, it was necessary to store it someplace. What they did is they took these gold coins and they melted them down into little gold bricks that weighed 27.5 pounds. Those bricks were stored primarily in New York and Philadelphia.
But as World War II loomed on the horizon, the vast quantities of gold the country now possessed could fall into the hands of an enemy, making a coastal attack.
The reason Fort Knox was selected for construction of the gold vault was because it was 1,000 miles inland. It was also west of the Appalachian Mountains, which in those days was considered a reasonable barrier, and it was right next to the home of the new armored force.
Some gold that was stored in San Francisco was moved to Denver, but the vast quantities in New York and Philadelphia was moved to a new vault being constructed here. More next time as we travel the countryside near Fort Knox, Kentucky, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a public auction including antiques and collectibles for Evelyn Baker Saturday, May 2nd. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 811 North 15th Street in Marysville. Furniture items include a Glassfoot Oak parlor table, wood buffet, four glide rockers. Collectibles include local pop bottles, Marysville, Herkimer, and Waterville advertising items, fancy work, and quilts. Glassware and dishes include amber, pink, and green depression, clear and colored glassware. Primitives include a butter churn, egg basket, coin banks, enamelware, plus kitchen and household items, including small hand appliances, pots and pans, set of dishes, silverware. Toys include a Lionel train set, toys and games, plus tools, including a wheelbarrow, hand tools, a few long-handled tools, and lots of miscellaneous. This auction, including antiques and collectibles for Evelyn Baker, Saturday, May 2nd, begins at 10 a.m. at 811 North 15th in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
It isn't always coyotes and dogs snatching your animals. It might be a hawk. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Prevention is the best solution for keeping hungry raptors away as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
We have hawks that fly around the yard looking for mice, and that's okay with us. However, it's not okay to see them gobbling up prized poultry or songbirds at the feeder. Gail Garber is the executive director of an organization called Hawks Aloft and says songbirds are part of a predatory bird's diet. We may not like it, but it's a necessary part of the life cycle.
It's important to remember that raptors have a role in the environment, and they tend to call out the birds that are old or very young or sick or weak in some way or just have poor responses. And they actually help keep prey populations healthy by controlling those types of birds.
Sharp-shinned and Cooper's hawks are the most likely to snatch a bird at the feeder. There really isn't an easy fix for that. However, you could stop filling the feeders for about a week and the hawks might go somewhere else. Predatory birds salivate over poultry and will swoop down for an easy chicken dinner. Lock poultry up at night in a secure, enclosed area. During the day, a dog will drive away a raptor looking for a free meal. You can't prevent a hawk from hunting for food. Nearly all wild bird species are protected, and it's illegal to kill them unless you get a permit from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. But you may be able to scare them away. Try something that randomly makes noise or a device called a flapper.
It's hanging and it's on a swivel, and it actually has light that reflects, and so it spins in the wind and it makes light, and it moves at different times because of that, and that actually has been known to deter some birds from coming into an area.
Learn more about bird control techniques at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Maybe this year you're looking for a fresh start, a sense of connection, or a place where you can ask real questions about life and faith. St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville would love to be that place for you. This is Pastor David Thompson. At our church, you'll find people from all walks of life discovering hope, purpose, and community together. Join us every Sunday at 10:45 for worship or our men's breakfast on Wednesday mornings at 7 a.m. at the Weaver Hotel in Waterville. Experience a community shaped by grace, open hearts, and the belief that no one should walk through life alone. Join us at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, the place to believe, belong, and become.
Are your financial habits honoring God, even in how you pay others? Hi, I'm Rob West with today's Faith and Finance Minute. In James 5:4, we read a sobering warning. The wages you failed to pay the workers are crying out against you. God hears the cries of those treated unfairly. This isn't just about generosity, it's about integrity. Faithful stewardship shows up in everyday transactions, paying employees on time, compensating fairly, and honoring commitments. It's easy to think worship is what we give on Sunday, but Scripture reminds us it also includes how we handle what we owe on Monday. So whether it's a contractor, a babysitter, or an employee, how we pay matters to God. Because our accounts payable aren't just financial, they're spiritual. We can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you download the free FaithFi app. You'll find it on our website at faithfi.com.
Limiting your risk when trying a new on-farm enterprise. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
All-terrain vehicles have become standard equipment on farms and ranches. While useful for work, they're also recreational, but they can pose a safety issue for kids in particular. Make sure operators wear helmets and are schooled in safe use. High-speed crashes and rollovers can be avoided. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Some Kansas farmers found out the hard way that industrial hemp was not necessarily the next big thing. Kansas State University Extension agronomist Tina Sullivan says the 2014 Farm Bill made industrial hemp legal to grow if your state allowed it.
The hype of hemp kind of came with everyone thinking they could make a lot of money on it. And a lot of people lost money in this new crop that we had not researched since the 1940s. We didn't have practices. We know how to grow corn. We know how to grow soybean, but we didn't know how to grow hemp. Genetics were all over the place. So we kind of said it crashed and burned.
Sullivan says production know-how wasn't the only issue.
Just like any time we have an alternative or a new crop, we got to be a little careful because we might not know all the practices and we don't want to throw everything at it. Also, we might not have a market. If you're going to grow this new crop, try to have some kind of contract or negotiate something so you have someone going to take it.
Sullivan says there was a lot of interest in hemp back in 2018, but not a lot of know-how for growing and marketing it. But she adds there have been improvements since then. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
We're a proud community supporter. KNDY encourages your support of our local business community. Buying local creates jobs and opportunity. Thanks for shopping hometown.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. A significant milestone for the agricultural industry was reached this week as the U.S. House officially passed the Farm Food and National Security Act of 2026. Following a surge of legislative momentum on Wednesday that cleared the final hurdles, lawmakers held a formal vote on Thursday, passing the first full farm bill to clear the House in 8 years. This move signals a potential end of the cycle of short-term extensions that has left producers in regulatory limbo since 2018. For Kansas growers, the bill contains several targeted wins.
provisions. One high-priority provision, championed by Representative Cherise Davis, directs the USDA to conduct a formal study on using winter wheat as a cover crop. This is a direct response to years of regulatory confusion, aiming to ensure Kansas wheat farmers can improve soil health and access conservation incentives without jeopardizing their standard crop insurance or commodity support eligibility. Beyond research, the legislation addresses the economic reality of the 2026 season by modernizing access to credit. The bill includes a substantial increase in guaranteed loan limits, moving up to $3 million for operating loans and $3.5 million for ownership loans. These adjustments are designed to help producers navigate the sharp rise in land values and input costs that have made previous caps increasingly obsolete. The path to passage wasn't without friction. A late-night debate centered on the nutrition title and a separate push for year-round E15 sales. While a national E15 mandate was ultimately handled as a separate standalone measure to keep the broader farm bill moving, industry groups like the National Corn Growers Association are praising the House for providing a concrete framework for the next 5 years. The focus now shifts to the Senate. While the House version is being celebrated as a bipartisan success, Senate leaders have indicated they may draft their own version, setting up a high-stakes negotiation this summer. For the Kansas producer, the takeaway is clear. For the first time in years, there is a legitimate legislative map on the table that prioritizes local wheat research, higher credit access, and long-term stability for the American food supply. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. Rural broadband has been a key issue at the local, state, and federal levels for years now. Jeff Johnston, CoBank's lead economist for digital infrastructure, shares some insight into where things stand with broadband access in rural communities. Johnston says there's been meaningful progress on rural broadband, especially since the pandemic underscored how vulnerable unconnected rural communities can be. He notes that since then, funding from federal and state governments, along with private investment, has helped move things in the right direction, though there's still a long way to go. A major milestone, he says, is the $42.5 billion allocated through the BEAD program in the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, marking an unprecedented federal investment aimed at expanding broadband networks and reaching underserved areas. Johnston says rural electric co-ops have been key players in expanding fiber internet to underserved areas, often without much recognition. Alongside rural telcos and private operators are all helping bridge the digital divide through the...
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
The ethanol industry pushes back on the Environmental Protection Agency's new proposed emissions standards. That's today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA, and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
The Environmental Protection Agency recently issued tough new emissions standards for vehicles that would phase in between 2027 and 2032. Emily Score, Chief Executive Officer of Growth Energy, says the new standards completely missed an opportunity.
EPA's proposed standards show a lack of imagination and ignore the reality that even by the most aggressive estimates, internal combustion engines will still occupy more than half of the light-duty vehicle marketplace by 2040. This proposal would constrict innovation and risk leaving millions of tons of carbon reductions on the table, setting us on a path towards eliminating any role for proven emissions-reducing biofuel blends.
Score says the U.S. needs biofuels to meet the 2050 emissions goals.
In President Biden's own words, you simply can't get to net zero by 2050 without biofuels. By disregarding the contributions of low-carbon biofuels, the proposal puts a thumb on the scale for one technology at the expense of others, rather than giving automakers the flexibility to pursue innovative strategies for decarbonizing light-duty vehicles. In order for the U.S. to meet its climate goals from the transportation sector, low-carbon biofuels must be part of any strategy to drive emissions reductions. The proposed standards should drive the adoption of the greatest possible range of technologies and fuels, particularly those that support hundreds and thousands of American jobs.
Furthermore, she says there are immediate benefits to the environment, including reducing emissions of particulate matter, carbon monoxide, and other smog-forming pollutants linked to cancer and other negative health outcomes. I'm Lori Boyer. For more information on ethanol, log on to agriculture.com.
The Manhattan Fish Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special back-to-grass cow sale and bred heifer sale Wednesday, May the 6th, starting at 11 a.m. on 65 Big Fancy Northern Origin Angus first calf heifers. They'll have February AI sired calves. There'll be 100 choice black and red Angus and Sim Angus first calf heifers with 30 to 70 day old calves, 250 red Angus, black Angus, and Sim Angus cows 3 years to older. They'll have 30 to 90 day old calves. Fall bred heifers include over 175 choice black Angus, red Angus, and Sim Angus fall bred first calf heifers. They're AI and bull bred to low birth weight Angus bulls for late August through October calves. Replacement heifers include 40 choice home raised, calf-fed, vaccinated black replacement heifers weighing 8 1/4 to 875. Breeding bulls offered will be Angus, Bouncer, Gelvie, and Bull Hertford bulls. They'll be 15 and 24 months old. Fall bred cows include over 400 black Sim Angus, black, white face, and Hereford cows. They'll be 3 years to older, bred to Angus, Sim Angus, and Hereford bulls for August through October calving. These cows, consignments, and more will sell Wednesday, May the 6th at the Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Colton Tripp. With spring breeding season for cattle approaching, K-State Extension cow-calf specialist Jason Warner discusses sinking protocols for replacement heifers, explaining that the product, MGA, is used to only synchronize beef or dairy heifers, describing the different breeding options that producers can put in place and where operators can go to find more information about these protocols.
A few important things that I think we want to keep in mind when we think about the use of MGA in these replacement heifers is that, number one, MGA is only approved for beef and dairy replacement heifers when we think about breeding females. And so it's not approved for mature cows, but it's approved for these replacement heifers.
Warner highlights the different breeding systems producers can implement.
We really have four different options with how we can breed those females if we decide to use MGA. But regardless of which of the following regardless of which of the methods that we use to breed those females, because we can either just simply heat detect those females, we can do a combination of heat detection and fixed time AI, we can do fixed time AI only, or we can breed those females via natural service. So we have four different options there if we decide to use MGA. But regardless of which method that we use to breed those females, if we feed MGA, we've got a 14-day feeding period up front, and then we have a period that will range anywhere from 14 to 19 days on the back end after we feed that MGA, in which that product must not be fed. We have to have a clearance period there for that synthetic progestin to clear the system.
He lists links and other resources that people can use.
BeefRepro.org or KSUBeef.org are two really good resources that I encourage folks to go to for further details on those protocols. Make sure that you're reaching out to either your local extension agent, your local extension office, or your area or state beef cattle specialist in your region. There's some really good resources there to be able to help navigate folks and make sure that we're doing things right and getting our timelines and our protocols set well in advance of the breeding season to make sure that we've got good reproductive success and good pregnancy rates here this coming up breeding season.
That was K-State Extension cow-calf specialist Jason Warner on understanding synchronization periods for replacement heifers with the use of MGA and what producers should keep in mind during that time period. I'm Colton Tripp, And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Egg Network. I'm James Garrett. Moving through a Friday as we get a little closer to the end of the trade day over in the greens market. There's been a turn for the better over here as nearly all of these numbers are now back to being in the green. For the seeds market, it has been a great day over here as well, with these numbers also being entirely in the green. And for the livestock, the cattle remain mostly in the green, and the hogs, they continue to hang out all in the red. In the corn market, July corn up 8.25 at 483 even, and September up 7.25 at 487 even. Kansas City wheat for July up 5.5 at 699 even, and September up 4.75 at 710.5. In the oats market, July oats up 2.25 at 351.5, and September up 0.25 at 358.25. In the bean market, July beans up 7.25 at 1202.75, and August up 8.25 at 1197.5. Soybean meal for July up $1.10 at 320 even, and August up 50 cents at 315.40. Soybean oil for July up 61 cents at 75.15, and August up 59 cents at 73.56. In the canola market, July canola down 290 at 760.90, and November up 60 cents at 761.90. In the cotton market, July cotton up $1.59 at 83.79, and December up $1.27 at 84.14. Looking at the currencies for the first time today, in the U.S. dollar index for June up 2 cents at 97.94, and September down 18 cents at 97.50. The euro for June in the green up to $1.17, and September in the green as well at $1.18. The Japanese yen for June is in the red down to 63 cents, and September in the red as well at 64 cents. Looking at our midday stock market numbers, and the S&P 500 rises to record kickoff May trading as oil falls, Apple shares jump. With the Dow Jones in the red, down 11 points at 49,640. The S&P 500 up 43 points at 7,252. And the NASDAQ up 291 points at 25,183. We'll keep an eye to see if anything drastic happens in the final hour of the trade week.
Save time with the Smart Hub app from TCEC, because life shouldn't have to stop when your bills are due. Get the Smart Hub app today and set up reoccurring automatic payments so you can get back to what's most important. It's smart, simple, and easy. Learn how to save time today at TCEC.coop. Click on Register for Online Access in the login box on our website and get started today. And it's all with your Tri-County Electric Co-op. Find them online again at TCEC.coop.
Your best resource for groundwater exploration and production is Hydro Resources. With decades of experience, Hydro Resources is your go-to for drilling and servicing wells for any commercial or irrigation needs. With more than 15,000 wells drilled and counting, Hydro Resources is determined to help you with any of your groundwater construction service needs. Call today at 620-227-2389 or go online to hydroresources.com. Hydro Resources, your best resource for groundwater exploration.
It's race week at the Beatrice Speedway. This Friday as gates open at 6 p.m. with racing starting at 7:30. The best in the Midwest are tearing up the track in IMCA Modified Stock Car Sport Mod Hobby Stock and Sports Compact to go along with the Midwest Classic Stock Car Association. Kids 5 and under are free. Ages 6 to 11 only $5 with adult tickets $15. Feel the roar of the Speedway this Friday at the Beatrice Speedway. Follow the Beatrice Speedway on Facebook for racing details and updates.
Enjoy an evening with a message of hope and encouragement with Westward Road, Saturday, May 2nd, at the Waterville Opera House. Providing a unique blend of gospel and modern worship music, Westward Road is an exciting and dynamic family trio. Showtime, 7 p.m. Saturday, May 2nd, at the Opera House in Waterville. Tickets available at the door are $10 for adults, with those 18 and under free. For information, phone 785-363-6014.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The S&P and NASDAQ continue their ascent into record territory. The Standard & Poor's rising 0.6% this morning. The NASDAQ Composite, 1%. The Dow is ahead 100 points at the midday. Driven by strong iPhone sales, Apple reports that first quarter earnings came in at just under $30 billion, a 22% jump from a year ago. but it warns that supply issues with components could affect some of its products in the coming months. You'll be paying more for soap and deodorant and a whole lot of other items. Consumer goods giant Unilever says it'll be raising prices in what it calls small doses to make up for increased costs due to the U.S. war with Iran. Here's one way to make a little money, maybe. The National Association of Unclean Property Administrators says billions of dollars in money and property is waiting to be claimed. Individual states during the last fiscal year paid out $4.5 billion. Jim Ryan, ABC News.